I think we should just record. This is, I'd probably just call it the Get Hype Godalming Film Festival 2019 episode. Right. So we are, you're absolutely right, there will be some ambient noise here. We are in the King's Arms, where we have planned a lot, if not all, of the festival so far.
Indeed we
are. So it is the right place to be. So I'm Matthew Rose. I'm here with Michael O'Sullivan. And we're going to talk about Godalming Film Festival 2019.
We are indeed, Matthew. So when does it take place? 13th to the 17th of August. That's Tuesday the 13th of August through Saturday the 17th of August. It's the week after the Godalming staycation. And we kick off with a lovely film for the youngsters called Monsters, Inc. We're going to be screening that at the Café Milieu in their yoga studio. And all the tickets for that film and all the other ones I'm going to talk to you about, you can obtain through Eventbrite. And they're all free. All the tickets are free. But if you go to the Godalming Film Festival website, you will see a list of all the films that we're showing during the festival. And you'll be able to book your tickets online for free.
And what is that website? Let's get the last bit of information in there.
The last bit. It's godalmingfilm.com.
Perfect. So same as it was last year?
Same as it was last year. So anybody that booked last year knows the process. And it's very, very straightforward. So you go in, take a look. Each film that has its own little poster there has information of the time of the film, the running time of the film, the location where we're showing it. And as I've said, the first one is going to be Monsters, Inc. at Café Milieu. In the evening, on Tuesday, the 13th of August, we kick off the adult part of the festival with a screening of Dr. Zhivago. Now, those of you that have come to our screenings in the past, or if you're a member of the Godalming Film Society, you will expect the film starting around about 7:45. Well, we are not going to be doing that with Dr. Zhivago.
Special case.
It is indeed. It's a very long film, and we are starting the film at precisely 7 o'clock, 7 p.m. Now, the bar will be open in the the bar hall.
Yeah, really good of them, and they're opening for.
They're opening
the
for
thing
all.
We're doing, I think.
They're opening for all of our movies right. In the evening, and for most of the matinees that are there as well. And actually, talking about refreshments. Café Milieu is slightly different because obviously it's a cafe. Mm-hmm. So if you want to get refreshments at Café Milieu before Monsters, Inc., go down into the cafe and you can bring your refreshments up to the room. The other screenings we're going to be doing are at the Wilfrid Noyce Centre, which is in Crown Court in Godalming. And for the matinees there, we're not going to be providing anything other than water. So if you're bringing your kids, please make sure you bring your own drinks and eats. Lots of people have worked that out, We have too. We're not going to supply any refreshments at all.
Last year we had great refreshment tables, but the people bring stuff for their kids, and it's great. I welcome that entirely. We are not like an American cinema. We're not going to search your bags.
No, we're not doing that. Please come in, bring your food and drink with you. You're more than welcome to do that.
Especially enough to share with the volunteers on site.
In the evening, at the evening performances, Wilfrid Noyce Centre, we will have wine available, but for a donation, which you can decide on when you're there. And any money that we raise from our donations, we shall be passing over to the Godalming Fridge, yes. A charity we supported last year, who were very appreciative, and I think they'll be equally appreciative this year. So, what's the rest of the format? So, on Wednesday the 14th of August, we're showing Clueless at 5 o'clock at the Wilfrid Noyce Centre and Fight Club at 8 o'clock.
And that's all we're allowed to say about Fight Club?
Yep.
Okay.
Clueless, on the other hand, needs a bit of a boost because Clueless is a fabulous little film. On Thursday, we've got The Goonies at 2 o'clock, which is a brilliant, very, very funny movie. Followed by Spider-Man, The Spider-Verse at 5 o'clock. And that's recently been playing, but if you missed it, please come along. I think it's a fabulous animated movie.
Yeah, I like having that because we did the best Academy Award for Best animated last year with Coco, and we're doing it again this year with
Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, which is brilliant. Thursday, we have, in the evening, The Great Gatsby, the 1974 edition.
Yeah, the original.
And, I've got news for you there.
Oh.
It's not the original. Oh. That's not the original, but I shall tell you more about that in the podcast I'm going to do about The Great Gatsby.
Researching,
I mean. I have done the research. Well, I actually knew it, but I've now made sure I do know the all the information. Friday is a fabulous day as well. For all those kids out there and those young at heart, at 2 o'clock in the Borough Hall, we're showing The Iron Giant. It's an absolutely magnificent film. If you've not seen it, come along, see it in on a big screen. It is absolutely worth the effort. And a real change of pace for mums and dads, if you've now got the children at home, safely ensconced, come along and watch This Is Spinal Tap, which is the most wonderful mockumentary. I remember when I saw it, I couldn't work out whether or not I was looking at a documentary real life. Well, I didn't know what it was. It was, but it was very, very funny. These silly people. And an even more important change of pace, because on Friday night at 8 o'clock, evening's film is Alien,
right.
One of the greatest horror sci-fi films ever made. And again, I'll talk about that a bit later on a different podcast. Saturday, our last day, starts off with Mary Poppins at 2 o'clock at the Borough Hall, followed at 5 o'clock by Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. Eat your heart out, Keanu Reeves fans, because here he is in his prime, one of his very first movies, and we finish the festival with the original Godfather, starting at 7:30 in the evening. So there's a quite an eclectic group of films there for everybody to enjoy. Now, as I said at the beginning, you can book your tickets using the Eventbrite app, which you can click on. As soon as you've made your decision which film you're going to see, you will notice that right next to the film is an opportunity for you to book your tickets on Eventbrite. Now, as I said right from the very beginning, the festival is free to everybody, so please book. One word of advice, please. If you can't come, having booked your tickets, please go back online. Can't do it on your mobile, but you can from an iPad or your computer. Just cancel your booking so that we know we've got space for other people to come along.
And that's, again, something we learned from previous years. Just trying to be upfront about making those cancellations so that we don't have empty seats if we are getting a sellout. People, if they want to come, they can come.
Yeah.
I think you alluded to it just now about seeing things on the big screen. I think that's a conversation we had last year about that's what's exciting about this.
In fact, I was at a lunch the other day with some old friends of mine, and by old, I mean old, gentlemen and ladies in the who worked in the film industry in various capacities over the years, but had been retired for a very long time. So when they looked at all the films that I showed them on my handout, said, oh, you can pick these up. These are either on Netflix or Sky, or you can pick up a DVD anytime. I said, yeah, but you can only watch it on your television or on your laptop or whatever. How, you tell me, when you look at, apart from Spider-Man Into the Spider-Verse, you would have not had the opportunity of seeing these films on the big screen for many years.
Absolutely.
So here is a real opportunity to see these films in the environment in which they were, for which they were made, which is which was 35mm. Wonder Zhivago, of course, was 65mm. But we've now got the wonderful digital technology which keeps the sharpness and the colour and the brightness and the performances, and of course a lot of these films have been remastered digitally, and therefore they play on Blu-rays, and the soundtracks are now so magnificent, they really are.
Yeah, seeing them in the cinema is going to be great, because we've got such a selection of things you can laugh along, things you'll We've got some properly tense films in there.
Yeah, we do.
That everyone will enjoy. We've got things that we'll cry at, things we'll enjoy. I have quite liked when we've spoken to people about the festival, and it's everyone can pick out two or three things they particularly like on that list. It's not like it's a list of everyone will see every film, but there should be something for everyone, which is great, which I think means we've pitched it quite well, hopefully, touch wood.
I agree with you. I think having, the one advantage we've had this year is that because of our relationship, because of the Film Society relationship with Godalming College, we've had a couple of young people, actually young students, doing their just finishing their A-levels, help us actually with the programme and with the planning of the festival itself. Yeah. So, and there are a couple of movies on there, let's be very honest, that I know I wouldn't have even entered my head to put in.
Yeah.
But this is a departure away from where we started. You know, when we started the festival 3 years ago, we were hunting around for a theme, and it was, what will it be? What we stumbled across was, choosing the top 10 films of our preceding 10 years, which was fine. But then, of course, we realized that what we were doing was appealing to the same audience that came to the Film Society.
Right.
And in actual fact, what we wanted to do was to broaden the scope. We wanted to encourage more people to come and enjoy the culture of film. Now, yes, you'd say you could go to the Odeon in Guildford, but the money you spend when you go to the Odeon, our festival is free.
Nice.
Albeit there are some pictures in here which I definitely would say had been or were made in with the intention of getting the biggest possible audience. Mm-hmm. They were commercial films at the time. But if you compare the types of drama, the sci-fi, the comedy, the human drama that's displayed in these movies. When I talk about Alien later, I'll talk about one of the great film critics, Roger Ebert's view of what Alien actually did for the film industry.
Okay.
But we'll get on to that. So anyway, right, a refresher. Yeah. Godalming Film Festival, Tuesday the 13th of August through Saturday the 17th of August. Go to the godalmingfilm.com website. Take a look at the information about the films that are on there and book your tickets for free on the Eventbrite app.
Great. Yeah, we're looking forward to seeing lots of people there. It's going to be a really good week. Can't wait for it. Great. Thank you.
Thank you indeed, Matthew.